If you asked me what my life motto is, I would say never give up. And that's basically the advice that I would give people in most cases. Never give up. But I also realized that it's not true. Sometimes you should give up. And that's what I want to talk about here in this walk and talk video. I'm walking next to this bubbling creek here. If you go back to your childhood, I'm sure that you had some ambitions, hopes and goals that were completely unrealistic. Maybe you had watched Star Wars and you wanted to be or to become space pirate. Excuse my English. Or maybe, you know, when I was in my early teenage years, I read a lot of these cheap novels about tough guys in Alaska, mountain men and all of that, and I wanted to be a mountain man in the USA. But that was kind of unrealistic. Not only because I was born in 1972, but what I'm trying to say here is that in life, sometimes it's good to give up. It's sensible. I'll give you another example. Also from my early teenage years, I wanted to become a runner. So like in sports, 800 meters especially, you know. And I trained very hard. But I realized eventually that it was not for me. And I discovered that I'm not a runner, I'm a lifter. So I gave up the running and I became a lifter. A power lifter, that is. So what I'm trying to get at here is that we should look at our goals, we should look at the things that we are aiming at, striving for, and ask ourselves a few important questions. Is this for me? Is it really worth it? Is this something I really want? And the most important question of all, I think, am I doing this for me or for someone else? So what do I mean? What do I mean by that? Well, I guess, you know, well, obviously it's good if you work hard to feed your family. But are you working hard to just because it's expected by your culture or your, you know, the society that you live in? Is that why? Because if so, maybe you're not doing it for you. Maybe you're doing it for someone else. And is that really something that you should keep doing? There's a saying, choose your battles. I think that goes into this discussion as well. And choosing your battles and also knowing when to give up and move on to something else can be extremely difficult. Especially if you are like I am, and you know, many people watching this channel, I'm sure that you will typically be people who, you know, you don't really like to give up anything. You know, if you have a goal, you're aiming for that goal. So it's difficult to give up. But giving up can be maybe in some cases it can be the most rewarding thing that you do, the most important thing that you do. Because if you never give anything up, you're stuck. If I had not given up the running, I would probably have been now, and of course, an older, mediocre runner. Instead of, dare I say, somewhat high-level powerlifter, at least in my age group. So, I mean, this goes into your career, your work, your whole complete situation. You know, we are struggling these days. We are, you know, inflation, the cost of living, and the whole system is, in my opinion, keeping us down. And it's becoming very obvious. And given that whole situation, I think we should ask ourselves, is this something that we should keep doing? Or maybe it's time to give up. And if you watch this video up until this point, now you know what I mean by giving up. Of course, I'm not saying that we should just sit down and do nothing. But you know, if you're working not only 40-hour weeks, but as I believe is more common now and becoming more common in the USA, working two jobs just to be able to put food on the table and pay the rent. Is that really something that we should be part of? Or should we try to opt out of that? You know? Now, I'm not in the USA, obviously, but I hear rumors about how things are over there. Are you doing it for you? Or are you doing it just because it's expected of you? Is there a way to get out of that whole situation? I think we should give up more. And this is coming from someone whose life motto is never give up. Yeah, I still believe that, even though I'm saying that, you know, never give up, we should give up more. I know, it's silly. But also, it's true. What if you imagine the following? You sit down, you take a piece of paper, and you write down all your goals and everything you're doing, and you mark only the things there that you want to do, that you find valuable, and the things that are absolutely necessary that you do for you, for your survival, and so on. I think it's a good exercise to do, to practice. Because if we take a long, hard look at ourselves in the mirror, we find that we're kind of trapped. Most of us, as adults, we are trapped. We went into that trap, you know, and the prison door closed behind us. And now we are in this curious, strange situation where even if we look and, you know, we see that the door is open, the cage door is open, it's been open for years, but we're still in that prison cell, in that cage. Because we believe that, well, this is where I have to be, this is where I must be to reach my goals. What if we instead practice giving up? Okay, I will leave you with that idea. And please let me know in the comment section what you think. Do you agree or disagree? I'm sure that you will let me know. And please help this channel by clicking on one of the other videos that should pop up here on the end screen. Thank you.